This is Pants in the Boot, a podcast dedicated to the proposition that better communication can only lead to greater misunderstanding. Panelists are Anthony in England, Liz in Scotland, Kathy in Oregon, Dan in Massachusetts, me, Glenn, in Washington State. Aluminum.
I love how Glenn already sounds tired.
Oh my God. I'm giving myself up. Aluminum or aluminium? People have opinions about this word.
Don't call it aluminum.
Now, why do you want to take...
That's my opinion about this word. Much, that's as deep as it gets.
It takes so much longer to say aluminium, though. Why would you ever want to do that?
Because aluminum sounds silly. It sounds like a made-up word in a sci-fi show. Now,
so
I know that
aluminium.
All words are made up, but...
Like all words are made.
Aluminium sounds like a real element. You're like germanium or... I'm out of elements at this point.
Potassium, sodium, or, magnesium, or, calcium.
Just aluminium.
Iridium.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
So the weird thing about aluminium is that it was basically, you know, discovered, stroke, synthesized, invented, whatever, by a British guy.
Right.
But he actually called it aluminum.
Ah.
Yeah, he was wrong. He clearly, like, an American spy got across and got into his lab and started threatening him.
According to Wikipedia, if we want to trust that, he suggested it be called aluminium, which is even worse.
Impossible to pronounce.
This is clearly not a guy to be trusted with naming.
All right, so here's the question. Do the people from
it's only the US and Canada that call it aluminium.
It's
everywhere
true.
Else calls it aluminium.
Yeah, democracy, guys.
I just feel
democracy.
Like saying, if I had to say, okay, hold on, what do you wrap your leftovers in?
Foil.
Is it just foil? Do you just call it foil? That's my question.
Oh, we do sometimes say aluminium foil.
I've heard tin foil, too.
Who says aluminium? Yes, tin foil.
Aluminium foil.
We use aluminum foil and tin foil interchangeably, which is hilarious because those are totally different elements.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we do as well, though.
Here's my question of the United Kingdom panelists is, do you fully understand how much fetishism there is in America about people with an accent from any of the United Kingdom countries saying the word aluminium? It is like a sexual experience for some people here.
You're not speaking for everybody here.
I'm not speaking for everybody in America, not in this panel.
I'm now deeply uncomfortable. Oh, right. I'm glad you added that, because up till there, I was briefly deeply uncomfortable about being on this podcast.
Not in this panel.
And now I don't think for any international podcast with American participants, I'm obviously never going to use that word again. So thank you for that information. And I'll be very careful around Americans in the future about what words I use if the discussion turns to elements.
I think that's got more to do with Sir Johnny Ive than it has to do
with that. Yeah, I agree with Anthony on that one. Yeah, and I think there's a lot of popular perception of it on the US side as being like, oh, look at everybody else in the world just sticking an extra letter in the aluminum.
Yeah, I do find it weird that you're like, oh, let's take this letter out of this thing when you're so keen on, wait, no, yes, you've taken a letter out that's an I. It's like, isn't it just like U's you take out? Why took we out a syllable?
Right, why don't you call it aluminium?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you stick with, if you hate the U, just stick with taking that out of all the words.
I'm pretty sure as a kid I thought it was aluminum. So, you know.
And you're asking for logic from the Americans? I mean,
darn
come on, that's
right.
Pushing it a little far.
I want language to make, no, I don't want language to make sense. Make
I was going
to
say, there's not much logic in the UK side of things here either. You know, cough, bow and slough.
That's my law firm. Do you know them?
Or is it coughing through the slough or so whatever it is? You know, it's
running through a field of wheat.
Is that the Anglo Saxons' fault? That's not our fault.
We say slough. We say slough here anyway. We don't say slough. We say slough.
What?
we say litho, not litho.
We ever say slough? Slough does not come up. That doesn't even come up as a.
I grew up in a town with the slough.
You do not.
SL. Yeah.
That might be take the biscuit.
Wait a second. Spell it.
Slough. That slough.
Can you say that as slough? Yeah. Every time I ran across that word in a book, I was just like, I don't know.
I had a slough.
It's a mumble.
I would say slough,
depending on
usage.
What?
I had a slough in my town, so I know we called it a slough.
That's even worse.
But that's a word. That's slew. We're totally off topic.
I slew the man in the slough, and then I sloughed off. And then I sloughed off. You can slough off also.
Is an animal.
No, that's a sloth.
Yeah, but sloth is spelled sloth.
Yeah, that's
no. That's sloth. Slough. You can slough off in a slough.
Yeah, you can slough off. Yeah, as a verb, it's slough off, right?
Differences
slough
between off. An F and a TH, sloth and slough.
Yeah, no, I'm with.
Yeah, I really I cannot hear the difference.
Slough, slough, and sloth. I don't know if it comes across.
They sound the same.
Yeah, they don't work properly.
You know, oh, like my. A lock or a loth.
People who can't spell the spell, people who can't pronounce loch properly.
Yeah, like loch. When I go home, I lock the door.
You're a loch cause, Dan. All right.
You can't see my face right now.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm off to see the Loch Ness Monster.
All right. Thank you, everybody.